Okay. Well, before we do that, we should say welcome, everybody. Welcome, beautiful
Welcome,
friends.
welcome. We should do a prayer. We need it.
Lord knows we need it. Okay, you're on, Connie.
Okay. All right. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for this fabulous opportunity to teach with my sister. Thank you for letting me teach what I need to learn. Please, please let me hear what you have to say instead of my ego getting in the way. Because I sure don't want to teach from that. I'm a little sick of that. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Great prayer. All right. Cheryl said it was correct that we were at the bottom of 334. So we're at the bottom. I didn't mark it last week, obviously. I'm a little
Like
lost.
paragraph 20.
Okay. So yeah, well, let me just read from. Do you mind if I read from the beginning of that verse? Set the 7 through
Not at
12?
all.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right, and then we'll get down to 20. A little yeast. This is on page 334, NTI Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 through 12. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. Let me tell you what this means, for to explain this to you is to teach you who you are and how love works within the illusion. I have asked you to focus on your willingness, and I have told you that willingness is light in the mind. You will know this is true when you focus on that willingness, for it will give you the feelings of light. In the beginning of your acceptance, you see yourself as an individual, separate from everything, within a very real world. And yet you call for love. That call is your willingness, eager to be reunited with itself in awareness. That call, being a spark of light, is your link to your source. Therefore, it comes to you with all of the power and strength of the source. You only need focus on it to become aware. Nothing else is needed. As you focus on your willingness, you become aware of new ideas that come to replace old. This is truth come to replace illusion. By focusing on your willingness to accept these ideas, the individual mind begins to transform. As the mind transforms, sight is also transformed. Your perception of yourself as an individual becomes less dense. Your belief in the world as law is less solid. You focus more love on your willingness and you feel and see more.
Yeah, what we said last week was, that paragraph 17 is that is the promise. The perception of yourself as an individual becomes less dense. Your belief in the world as law is less solid. You focus more on love, on your willingness, and you feel and see more. So, have a wonderful.
Yeah, and I think that we've had these experiences, and we may have talked about this last week, but that that we've had these experiences where our sight changes, where we become. For me, it's I know you'll have, find this hard to believe, Connie, but for me, it's it's this being transformed, the mind transformed, and the sight transformed. Has been I've become less I got less of an edge than I used to
No, I believe. No, I've seen
have. Yeah, and of course the other thing that that reminds me of is how, and we often talk about this, and we may have talked about it in reference to this paragraph last week, but your sight is also transformed in that once your willingness grows, in that, you know, when you go back and read a spiritual text at a later point on the journey, you know, it just seems to say something different than it did the first time you read it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I used to have those tapes from the Endeavor Academy from Master Teacher, and I'd go, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. And then I'd listen to one later and I'd go, oh yeah, I get that. Oh yeah, is this the same tape?
Right.
So absolutely.
Yeah, and then the last thing about that is I have had the experience when there's a profound new insight, you know, Regina talks about the brain being rewired, and I have had the experience, and I just had it again the other day. I talk about my head feeling twisty, and it feels really like somebody has just reached in there and they're going, yeah, just moving things around. So I think that not only the mind transforms, but the brain transforms, you know, those neural pathways and that sort of thing.
Absolutely, yeah. And the coolest experience I've had, like similar to that, is when you get that crowning effect.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
there I go, oh man, I'm on to something now.
Yeah. What was that?
And it goes away.
What'd you say? Can't go this way.
And then it goes away. Oh. As soon as I say that. Oh.
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because you know, because it's the I am that the individual I am that thinks it's doing something.
Yeah, that wants to claim it.
And then wants to take credit for it.
And poof, it's which gone.
Is, poof, it's gone. Yeah, which is what we just read in here that I think in 6 it said, in the beginning of your acceptance you see yourself as an individual, and it's the individual that goes, oh, I'm getting it now, and then it's gone.
Yep, been there, done that, for sure. Okay, let's start with 20, at the bottom of the page, sentence 20, bottom of 334. As the light expands in your mind through focus, and he told us that a minute ago, that we were to focus, I've asked you to focus on your willingness, right? As the light expands in your mind through focus, you come to see the whole world is brightened. For the light expands in all minds as it expands in yours. This is the opening in a dark wall that you believed in until now. This is the crack in the individual consciousness that allows it to expand throughout consciousness.
Yeah, that's the crowning.
Yeah, well, yeah. And yeah, I got a little bit of that. I got a little bit of buzz all over the body with that. And you know, it's interesting.
Me too.
Cool. But it, you know, we particularly we spend so much time talking about the course. It's funny, but I guess that's where my roots are. You know, in the beginning, we believed that we were separate minds, right? And in the beginning, in a microcosmic sense, as well as in a microcosmic sense. We believed that we were separate individuals, and the belief that we could that could be untrue, the belief that we could be wrong about that, that's the crack in consciousness that allows this this new idea, the truth, to expand not only within what we've been experiencing as our little individual limited consciousness, but that crack flows both ways, right? Between this walled off consciousness that we each seemingly built for ourselves, so when it cracks, maybe it's crowning, but when it cracks, that recognition flows both ways. That recognition flows into the one mind because we are only one mind, right? And our recognition of the fact that we're one mind flows back into ours. And of course, all this is metaphorical and allegorical, and but
yeah, and you kind of get the feeling it's that's when Jesus might be saying, "Those who have ears to hear,"
right?
Because there's a connection there. If you're susceptible to that, and the next person, or the, you know, the high priest are sitting over there going, you know, kill him, kill him, or somebody else is sitting over there going, are you kidding me? You don't think you're an individual?
Right.
Yeah. It's all the same thing. It's a believing. It's you know.
Well, and John talked about this in NTI about, you know, your willingness to let the light in. And they said John was willing to do that, but he was not yet willing to see it in himself. You know, he just placed it outside in Jesus. But yeah, this
John
is
John the Baptist.
Yes, John the Baptist.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing we're talking about. And I think you make an excellent point with for those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Okay, this is the crack in the individual consciousness that allows it to expand throughout consciousness. As you begin to see that all minds are one, you cease to see all minds, and you become one. No longer do you sense separateness. No longer is there a you who is separate from everything. Suddenly, you are everything, and everything is love.
Yeah, I think that would be a major breakthrough. Yeah, and you know, and that may be the realized state, the enlightened state. Oh yeah, you were going to tell us if that was true or not.
Oh well, wait. Let me talk to Fred Davis first. I have an awakening session scheduled with Fred Davis next week. So if I don't show up next week, y'all will know why.
Oh, you're not going to show up next week anyway.
Oh, that's true. That's why. no, next week.
And maybe you need to make that announcement right now.
Sure, that's a good announcement to make. Thank you for the reminder. Next week, because I'm leading Gentle Healing, because Regina's will be out on vacation next week, we are not going to do this hour before. This NTI hour next week, we'll get Cheryl to play us a recording of a prior teaching. So
we'll have to go to Gentle Healing to see if you had the awakenings experience.
Right. If I don't show up for Gentle Healing, you know something's up.
You're either dead or awake.
Yep, that's about the size of it. Oh shoot! All right. Okay.
Well, that's a great paragraph. That crack. I think the crack is the crack. Yeah. It says right here it is a crack in the individual consciousness. So,
right.
You know, this seems like this is it, folks. It's the you're no longer the separate individual. Suddenly you are everything and everything is love. Wow.
Sweet.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
This is the answer you seek. How about that? There you go.
Amen. Couldn't be clearer. You seek it through love and by love. And it is in love that the answer is known. Therefore, the simple way to know love and extend love within the world is to focus on your willingness as if it is your truth, because it is. Focus on your willingness as if it holds the answer to all questions, because it does. Focus on your willingness as if it is everything to everyone, because it is. Focus on your willing, your own willingness. That is love alive within the world. I mean, and you know, it would have to be that way because, as we've discussed lately, you know, we're not gaining anything. You know, we're not achieving anything. We're not really changing anything. It's a recognition of the truth of who we are. And given who we are is all there is, that would make us all powerful. So the only thing that could keep us from our recognition of who we are would be our choice not to recognize who we are. Therefore, the antidote to that would be the willingness to recognize who we are, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's a recognition of awareness, the recognition of consciousness, which is all that is.
Yeah. It's fun being here with you, Connie.
Oh, Jacqueline, I love you so much.
I love you too. I miss you.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so we are on 335 of NTI, Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. The greatest commandment is to love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole strength, and your whole mind. This is to focus on your willingness with your every breath and your every thought.
Wowie.
Pretty simple, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty simple, but you know, to the ego here, sitting here reading it, it's like, oh my God.
Oh, that sounds like it'd take a lot of energy. Every breath. Are you kidding me? That's funny.
Exactly. Your every thought.
Well, you know, it's talking about focusing on your willingness with your every thought. And really, this is pointing to that choice that we always have of making the lower vibrational choice or the higher vibrational choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
And
make, yeah, and the ego wants to make a big deal out of it. Say, oh my God, am I going to be able to go to the bathroom? Am I going to be able to play golf?
Yeah. All ego can see is sacrifice. And.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And it is a sacrifice for ego because ego is the one that gets undone with the choice of the higher vibrational thought in each moment, with the choice to focus
right
on your willingness in each moment.
Yeah.
That's what gets undone. So no wonder ego would see it as a sacrifice, would try and talk you out of it, would say,
yeah,
oh my God, it's too much work. Yeah.
Don't listen.
Don't listen. All right. Starting at the top of that beautiful paragraph again. The greatest commandment is to love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole strength, and your whole mind. This is to focus on your willingness with your every breath and your every thought. This is to let your willingness lead in your life. For to know your willingness is to know God. And to love your willingness is to love him. The second commandment is no different than the first. It is to love.
You can't have a song like that.
Huh?
Second verse, same as the first.
Henry VIII, I am, I am.
Yeah.
Second verse, same as the first. It is to love your brother as yourself. This is to recognize yourself in your brother by recognizing in him the same call for love and the same willingness as is in you.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and did you have more to say?
No, I just think that, you know, as a practice to get to the to be able to participate in the first verse, that this would be the practice, is to know that no matter what your brother's doing, no matter what he seems to be saying, no matter what an ass he seems to be making of himself, what he, you know, it doesn't matter what's your perception of him might be. It's still him having the same call for love and the same willingness as you do.
Yeah.
And for you to see it any other way, you miss the point.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and I told you about my experience at the at that Enlightenment intensive, that first one that I went to. Is that, you know, and the promise of the Enlightenment intensives is that you will have a direct experience of yourself. And I did have a direct experience of myself. The portal to that direct experience was recognizing exactly these words. Although I wouldn't go, let's see, NTI says. But really, just seeing, you know, that the desire of my heart was the same as the desire of the heart of the person that I was sitting aside from, and vice versa, right? And that just, I don't know, everything opened up with that. It was like a secret, you know, I had put the key in the lock and turned it, you know, a secret
portal. The receptors were open.
Yeah, and
of course, the what might be seem like the harder trick is to do that in the world where it seems like other people have other focuses.
Yeah.
Other desires.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
our desires are all the same. It's, you know, it's to love and be loved.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's all anybody's seeking for. Yeah, that's the whole search for happiness. Why do you want to be rich? Why do you want to be famous? Why do you want to, you know, do
right.
what anything? It's to love and be loved. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. okay, the second commandment is no different than the first. It is to love your brother as yourself. This is to recognize yourself in your brother by recognizing in him the same call for love and the same willingness as is in you. Love your brother as yourself. Beautiful. It is to recognize that the same light in him is the one light in you. And so that God in you is God in him also. In this way, you are the same. And so your love and focus for love is the same towards him as it is towards you. In this way, your love and patience for your brother becomes an expression of love for your own willingness, which in truth is the expression of the love of God.
And I've got written in the margin here, probably from a class, wherever, it says, willingness is your desire to know God.
Yeah.
That seems rather fundamental, I suppose, but okay.
Well, unless you contrast it with resistance, because, you know, because we think resistance, or I think resistance, and I'm like, I just want to play words with friends. That's not really resistance, right? I just want to Facebook a while or whatever it is, right? You know, so often, I guess, when I see the word willingness, I see it as in direct contrast with resistance. It's exactly what you were saying a while ago. You know, shoot, can I go to the bathroom? Can I go play golf? For God's sake.
Right.
You want every breath, every thought? Yeah.
Yeah,
and so that's just seeing from that wrong, you know, paradigm. Okay, we better crack some jokes. We haven't heard from the room for a while. you guys,
who's on there?
Well,
I
will tell you. We got
Cheryl's there. She's forced to be.
Poor Cheryl. We got Cheryl. We have Ken or Ken and Becky. We have Carmen. Dove is in the room. We have Debbie and Meg and Kathy and Francine.
Oh, big crowd. And then all those people in radio
land. And those millions of people in radio land. Hey, everybody. All right. Okay. Top of 336, verses 16 through 18. Yes, live by the Spirit. That is to live by your willingness. It is not more complicated than that. In fact, it is very simple. You will be tempted to think with the world. In times of unknowing, you will think and act with the world. But your willingness is in action, and so you will see what you have done. Each moment of noticing is an opportunity for immediate repentance. Now remember, and it's going to say here, but repent, all repent means is think again. Repent. It means think again. Let's see how Holy Spirit defines it here. Repentance is nothing more than remembering what you truly want and returning joyfully to the focus of your willingness. This is the dance of love, and the dance of love is the spreading of light within a welcome mind. Sweet.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of spiritual communities will teach that mind watching, and so you just get to see you get to see where your focus is all the time.
Yeah.
And I know you've played those games where you actually wrote down what your thoughts were and
Yeah.
what the central theme of them were. Why don't you talk about that experience a little bit? Because I think that's relevant here.
And I did talk about that, I think last time that I taught general healing, but I'm happy to
Oh,
do
I'm sorry. I must have missed
it.
it.
Told on yourself. No, it's I think that those probably came from the exercises in ministerial preparation program. I know Regina had the group a couple of weeks ago do the same thing, see what the see what your thoughts are within the day. Hey, Marge.
Hey, Marge.
But the idea is, and you know, and it's probably from true discernment. Whoa. It's probably from true discernment because it's, I think Michael Singer suggests the same thing. And that is that you just write down, you know, your thoughts throughout the day. And the first thing that you get is you know what a crazy, Michael Singer calls it a roommate, what a crazy person you live with in your head. Oh, do this. Oh, no, don't do that. Wave. Oh, don't wave. Why didn't she wave? She must hate me. Oh, there she goes. Oh, I like her. Just this crazy mind all day long, and that's the first advantage of seeing, you know, the stuff that just goes and repeats all day long, and you believe it without any self-examination. You believe it.
Yeah,
So,
and I think that's what exactly what this is calling for here is this self-examination.
yeah,
The
yes.
repentance is no more than a self-examination to see what you truly want. And it's a recognition that, you know, I don't want that crazy crap.
I don't want
You
that
know,
crazy
that's not
crap.
who I want to be, that's not who I am.
Yeah.
And that's not I no longer want to identify there.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the second part of that story or that exercise is to then like categorize those thoughts. And what you'll generally see, you can put them in categories, but for me they were, you know, lack, limitation, you know, fear, you know, unworthiness. But they're, you know, they're three, four, five categories.
Right.
But you can see that you're feeding yourself that stuff all day long. And yeah, and that's, I absolutely agree. That's what this is saying, that because your willingness is in action. Thanks, Cheryl. Yeah, 3:36. Because your willingness is in action, you will, you know, you don't have to, it's, you don't have to, you know, it's not a chore to mind watch. You can still go to the bathroom. You can still play golf. You know, it's not a chore, but when something inconsistent with the truth of who you are arises in your thoughts, even if you act on it, even you go, you know, I don't know, you know, immediately thereafter, you will see it because you are willing, because you have opened that crack in consciousness. So you will
Yeah.
see it as something other than the true desire of your heart. And
Right.
it's not a call for guilt. It's an opportunity to strengthen your willingness to then once again strengthen your resolve to follow the true desire of your heart.
I think I was I even said that in this class before that when our friend Sarah, what's Sarah's last name?
I picture I can't think of it right this second. Maybe Marge or Debbie knows.
From Ireland.
Yeah, Sarah. It's not my head.
When she, I mean, she's such a light, and she's just so awake,
St.
and
Clair.
so when you're with her, anything you say, when you say it immediately, you can hear how it's out, how it's just off, right?
Right.
It's not consistent with spirit. It's not consistent with the love and the grace and divinity and so you can just hear its offness, you
Right,
know?
right.
It almost screeches when it comes out. You go, oh. You get quieter and you're more sensitive of what you're saying. I mean, she's acting. She becomes your filter that seems to be outside of you,
Right,
right?
right.
But you can, but it's just so amazing how you hear it. You can hear the offness,
Yeah.
awfulness.
The awfulness, yes. Mom points out that it's Sarah St. Clair.
Yeah, Sarah.
Yeah,
She's a beautiful entity, I tell you.
she is that. She is that. All right. So let's see where we are. We are.
Think this is a dance of love, but you might want to back up a little bit since I interrupted, so.
No, it's good. All right, I will. I'll back up to the beginning of that paragraph. You will be tempted to think with the world. In times of unknowing, you will think and act with the world. But your willingness is in action, and so you will see what you have done. Each moment of noticing is an opportunity for immediate repentance. Repentance is nothing more than remembering what you truly want and returning joyfully to the focus of your willingness. This is the dance of love, and the dance of love is the spreading of light within a welcome mind.
Yeah, I like that this is a dance of love because if you've ever done it, it really is a dance of love.
Laurent Levy does that song called Dance of Love. Dance with me to the end of love, I think, something like that. It's a really sweet song. That's what that reminds me of. Okay. Verses 19 through 21. This is a good opportunity to speak again of judgment and guilt, for both are a habit of yours. Connie Poole. First, if you look deep within your willingness, you will not find judgment or guilt there. You will find only love within the light of willingness. That is because there is only love in the truth of God. Go ahead, Connie.
No, I'm just making a joke.
Oh, yeah. It's just, if you that's so cool because if you do that, if you turn to your heart in the reading of that paragraph, you can feel that. You can feel the absence of judgment and guilt. First, if you look deep within your willingness, you will not find judgment or guilt there. That's powerful. Yeah. You will find only love within the light of willingness. That is because there is only love in the truth of God. Therefore, judgment and guilt must be illusion because they are not in the truth of God. When you judge and find guilty, whether you seem to focus on yourself, another, an establishment, or the world, You are participating in illusion. When this happens and you see yourself doing it, recognize you are only thinking with the world. Dismiss your false thoughts and return your attention to your willingness. You are dancing. Through your dance, light is being extended through the mind. Every time you remember, you give the gift of light. And you know, I don't know that I want to go into it in a lot of depth here. Probably will do that tomorrow in my teaching, but I've been looking, last week in my As It Is teaching, I was looking at some of the foundational beliefs in my mind, and one of those was the belief in justice. And so our...
That's appropriate considering your occupation.
Yeah.
What your occupation has been.
That's right. And this, and so it's this belief in justice that perpetuates these rules and that causes one to go, well, that's not fair, whether it's for me or for somebody else. Well, that's not fair, and feel fully justified in taking such a position. Well, of course I'm mad at them. You know, Regina had an incident with Jamie in the kennel, and they said Jamie's been all day long outside. Lie, lie, lie. Jamie did not spend all day long outside in the kennel, and they knew it because they were watching her on cameras. And Regina's like, you know, the issue's corrected, and you know, she has her own story about that, but or her own, you know, she could tell you the story. But my point is I'm like, and aren't you mad that they just bald-faced lied to you? And she's like, well, no. I'm like, well, there you go. There's the difference. But, you know, but so there are certain rules that we believe that then cause us to feel justified in being somewhere other than our willingness, being somewhere other than the love in our heart, right? And so, you know, whenever you judge and find guilty, and we do. And we do because we believe that there are hard and fast rules, particularly around issues like justice. You know, what do you mean the government is once again stealing Indian land, you know, for the Alaskan pipeline or whatever that is that's going on? You know, I mean, it's like, that's unjust, right?
Right.
And I'm upset about it. And so, you know, there are some rules within the world, and they may vary from individual. Many of them are the same for a lot of us. But there are some rules that we hold sacrosanct, and that we use to keep ourselves participating in illusion.
Yeah. And you know, something else that I've just recently noticed, and maybe it's a little embarrassing to just say I've recently noticed it, but, you know, this whole movie watching thing that we're doing, where you know, you watch the movie, and if you can really do this, if you watch the movie and you watch your emotions in the movie, you know, you have all these emotions about justice and what a great way to fast forward through trying to do it in everyday life, because you know a movie's going to give you all those opportunities to do it within a 2-hour setting. You're going to go through, you know, your self-righteous emotions. You're going to go through your justice emotions with your inequality feelings about equality and inequality. I mean, you can do the whole gamut if you won't just watch the movie like watching the movie, but if you do that where you're watching your own self and going, well, why am I getting upset about this, or why would I find this upsetting? What, you know, and you get to look at it instead of, you know, maybe taking a month to go through it in real life. You just zip right through it in a movie.
Yeah, maybe you get to do it in the movie and not have to live through it in real life.
Exactly, and that's even a better alternative because it could be painful in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you, Connie, for making that point. Yeah.
When's our next movie?
Our next movie is, you know, we skipped last month with the move. So our next movie group is the fourth Sunday of this month, the 27th.
Okay.
And we are watching Faith Like Potatoes.
What is it?
Faith Like Potatoes.
Faith Like Potato?
Potatoes.
Potatoes?
Faith Like Potatoes.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Faith,
F-A-I-T-H.
Like potatoes. Okay,
like potatoes.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. So, when you judge and find guilty, whether you seem to focus on yourself, another, an establishment, or the world, you are participating in illusion. When this happens and you see yourself doing it, recognize you are only thinking with the world. Dismiss your false thoughts and return your attention to your willingness. You are dancing. Through your dance, light is being extended through the mind. Every time you remember, you give the gift of light. Bottom of 336. Verses 22 through 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness to oneself, goodness with others, faithfulness to God, gentleness within illusion, and self-control, which is willingness to continually return to the light of willingness within. Do not worry about your errors. They are nothing but opportunity for learning. Return to your willingness and joy. In your truth, you are spirit. Yeah, so if you're in judgment or fear or guilt or, right, you can be pretty sure you're off track. But remember the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience. Kindness to oneself, goodness with others, faithfulness to God, gentleness within illusion, and self-control or willingness to continually return to the light of willingness within. Go ahead, Connie.
No, I'm sorry I interrupted. I was just saying, as we've said many times, that the nice thing about the mind watching and watching that fear come up, that jealousy come up, that self-righteousness come up, that they can just be, Katie Kay, they can just be the barometer that allows you to see that you're not in your right mind.
Right.
And to give your willingness back over to being in your right mind. Kitty
Kay. She's calling Kitty Cat, who's like between, she's blocking our vision here. Let's see. Each moment of noticing is an opportunity for immediate repentance. Rethink, return to willingness. Okay. That concludes NTI Galatians chapter 5. And we are ready for chapter 6, which begins on page 337. Let's talk about the process of forgiveness in great detail now. So we've got like 13 minutes, so we might have to do this week and when we come back. We probably will, but it can't hurt us, can it?
I think it's a crux of the course.
Right. Let's talk about the process of forgiveness in great detail now, for forgiveness is the extension of love within the world. You'll notice the opportunity to forgive when you notice feelings of grievance, hatred, or fear toward a brother. You may also You may also notice self-hatred or guilt or unworthiness within yourself. Whether the target of these feelings seems to be you or another, it is all the same. This is an opportunity for you to invite love into the world by returning your mind to truth. Truth
I think
is.
We already covered this.
Yeah, like 3 million times, but we must need to review because here we are reading it. This is an opportunity for you to invite love into the world. First of all, forgiveness is the extension of love within the world. That's from that first paragraph. And
nice.
Yeah, and when you notice grievance, hatred, fear, self-hatred, guilt, unworthiness, these are all opportunities to invite love into the world by returning your mind to truth. Truth is God, and God is your source. So to return to truth, you must return to your willingness. A quiet mind is helpful for this journey within the mind, for a quiet mind presents the fewest distractions and obstacles to your goal. So, you know, of course, we've talked about this on many, many occasions, but it's that it's having that center to return to, and it's much easier to return to center if you were there recently. You know, if you don't wait till the plane is crashing to reconnect, right? Or till you have a major upset. I mean, it's much easier to operate from that base of a quiet mind. You know, and that's just
well, it's that whole mind watching idea. It's just, you know, if you're paying attention, you can hear when you're off, and you just turn back immediately, right? Instead of being, until you just, you know, when you're not watching your mind, then all of a sudden you're acting with anger or something. You go, who's that? Anger? You know, that seems inconsistent with everything I know, or guilt, or any of those things, right?
Right. Right. Well, in addition to the mind watching, I'm talking about having a regular meditation practice or something.
Oh.
That's probably why you didn't hear it.
Oh, wait. All right, you're talking about something unfamiliar to me. No.
That's not true. I know better than that. But yeah, and so again, it's that it just makes it easier to return to that spot. And I think that's what's being discussed here, the quiet mind. So, a quiet mind is helpful for this journey within the mind, for a quiet mind presents the fewest distractions and obstacles to your goal. Within the quiet mind, you first want to find your willingness. Rest the mind and call to your willingness.
Hootie
hoo. Hootie hoo. That's Connie calling her willingness. Rest the mind and call to your willingness. And we did that a moment ago, right? We talked about that. We talked about turning to your heart and not being able to find whatever upsetting emotion there. Yeah. First, if you look deep within your willingness, you will not find judgment or guilt there. And so, you know, that's that dropping into the heart, basically, you know, is one metaphor for it. It's also resting the mind and calling to your willingness. You know it is there. You know it's there. You feel it. It resonates when you just stop. Rest the mind and call to your willingness. You know it is there. it has led you to this moment of asking for it. I love that. That's great. How do you think you got here? You have to have gone through there first. You have to have been there. You know it. You know it is there. Your purpose now is only to bring it more fully into awareness. Focus on it, that it may stream more fully within you. Your focus gives it flight. So as you give it focus, it fills you. It fills you, F-I-L-L-S. As you give it focus, it fills you. Notice the characteristics of your willingness as it fills you. Notice its peacefulness, its love, and its reality. Rest into it. Be grateful for it. Be immersed by it. As your willingness wells up inside of you, tell it why you have come. You have noticed a wound that needs to be healed, and you bring that wound to the light that it may be seen clearly for what it is. You seek only love. Love heals all wounds through gentle sight. Talk to your willingness about your wound. Stay connected with the willingness as you share. Don't jump back up in your head and talk about your story and how you were right. Stay connected. With your with the willingness as you share. Share your perspective openly and honestly, staying alert to answers within. You may not hear words, but you may hear yourself answering. You may suddenly see in what you are sharing something you didn't see before. You may hear a soft voice floating in from the back of your mind, and you may converse with it. It is all the same. You are communing with your willingness to learn your true point of view. That point of view is seen through the eyes of love, because your true intention is love. This is the process of forgiveness. For in communing with willingness, you commune with spirit. In seeing through willingness, you see through spirit. In spirit, all things are forgiven, because through spirit, there is only love. You know, and this is the process that we do when we do any kind of self-inquiry, whether it's root cause inquiry, whether it's Byron Katie's thing, whether it's Diedrich Wolsiak's Choose Again, or whether it's simply just journaling with spirit, right, without any using any particular technique. This is what we're doing. We are communing with our willingness in order to learn our true point of view, purification. Absolutely. And here it's called forgiveness. That's what we're learning here, is forgiveness. It says, forgiveness may seem to take time, but every true forgiveness saves time. For you reap what you sow. By releasing darkness and accepting light, you receive light, which goes with you as you look on the world again. In this way, forgiveness by forgiveness, your mind is transformed until you do not need a process for forgiveness anymore.
Don't have to do inquiry anymore.
Well, it turns into a much shorter process, I think. You know, in the beginning, we do have to sit down, and maybe in the beginning, and for quote unquote big things, you know, it can take time. I mean, you know, I had a big one last week, and that I just had to. I just had to go lay down. There was a lot of resting. A lot of resting and accepting.
That purification.
Right? But, it's kind of a rejoinder too to what Ego said a while ago when we talked about giving your every thought, your every breath to willingness. It's like, are you kidding me? That'll take forever. But it actually does shorten time. And of Course in Miracles talks about that. Every miracle saves thousands of years or whatever it says. But this is what it's talking about, because you're undoing the mind. You're not only undoing your seemingly individual mind, you're spreading the light in the one mind. So it's being undone. So it's not wasted
It's a
effort.
crack.
Yeah,
It's a crack of consciousness we were talking about earlier.
yes. I share with you the secrets of salvation. They are the secrets of love within your own heart. They are the secrets of your truth, and so they reveal yourself to you. The outer is not important, for the outer is illusion, but the inner is everything. Focus within on the heart and on your willingness. What is outside will seem different, as what is inside is known as transformed. What is outside will seem different, as what is inside is known as transformed. You shall know yourself, and within this knowledge, you will know what illusion is, because it can barely be seen when looked at through the eyes of truth. We hear Regina talk about that all the time. She tries to come up with these examples when she's teaching. She's like, I just can't get there anymore. I can't remember what it felt like to,
What you heathens are going through.
have it. So, let me read this last paragraph. Rest within, therefore, and have faith in all that I say. I share only your truth, which is forever and ever our way. The wings of angels hold your love within your heart. Let them enter into your mind and know thyself. Amen.
Sweet.
Yes, sweet, sweet, sweet. Okay, so we finished. Oh, we finished Galatians. Like I said, we won't be back next week. It'll be a recording next week. Feel free to join anyway, and then we'll be back live the following week, whatever week that is.
Well, thanks, Jacqueline.
Thank you, Connie.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. We love you, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks for letting us do this.
Amen. Bye.